Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is his name, whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness. Well, greetings to you today. I greet you in that name, the Lord our righteousness, Jesus Christ. This is Steve Clark, and it's my privilege this week to be able to share with you the Daily Inspirations. And I want to talk about Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, this week. There are many different pictures of him throughout the Bible. As we just read, or as I just read out of Jeremiah 23, about Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, this the King of, or the this branch and this king who's going to reign and prosper. There's many different pictures of him, and today we're going to look at a picture that Matthew paints of Jesus under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit as the king. Eight times he's referred to in the book of Matthew as a king. And I hope you're encouraged and blessed this week as we look at Jesus, because he is a personal God. He is for you. He can change you. He can save you. He can help you. He can heal you. He can bless you. He can use you, and he wants to do all of those things. And so that's my hope and desire for this week. And each day we're going to look at different pictures of Jesus throughout the New Testament. And today, as I say, we're going to look at him as the king. So first of all, in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, it says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born, King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." So here in the second chapter, we see Jesus as someone who is born King of the Jews, and it was the wise men from the east that recognized him. God showed them in a dream that there was this this King of the Jews, the King of the Jews was born, and they came to worship him. Well, of course, Herod didn't like that and was jealous, and even had many innocent little children killed because of that. But Jesus was saved, and no earthly king could take his life without God allowing that. In chapter 27, verse 11, it says, "And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, Art thou the King of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, Thou sayest." So Jesus didn't deny that he was the King of the Jews, because he is the King of the Jews. Well, in chapter 27, we have several other places where it talks about Jesus as the king. In verse 29, the soldiers had taken him and stripped him and put on a scarlet robe, they laid a crown of thorns on his head, and they put it upon his head, and they put a reed in his hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." See, they, from the very start there, that was the thing that they were doing. They were mocking him. They put this scarlet robe on him, and they put a crown on his head, and they gave him a reed in his hand, and they bowed their knee, and they said, "Hail, King of the Jews," and they spit upon him, and they mocked him, and they hung him on a cross and beat him and hung him on a cross and crucified him. They gave him vinegar to drink, and they did all these things. And over his head was written an inscription, and it was written in many different languages, probably any language of the people that could walk by that day and see him. And it said, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." And it was written in big bold letters so that people could read it, that it was the King of the Jews, or that he was called the King of the Jews. And then let's see, there was one other one here too I wanted to look at in this verse 42. It says the thieves that were on either side of him, he said, he saved others, himself he cannot save. And I guess this was the chief priest mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him." So, the King of Israel, the King of the Jews. Over and over again, Matthew portrays Jesus as the King of the Jews, or the King of Israel. And also, Matthew talks about him as the son of David. And who was David in the Old Testament? Well, David was a king. Nine times it talks about David, or as it talks about Jesus as the son of David. In the very first verse of Matthew, it says, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And then it says, Abraham begat Isaac, and so on. Isaac begat Jacob, and it goes through the genealogy there. But it's interesting, very interesting here. It says, in the very first verse, it says, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Well, who was Abraham? Who was David? Who came first? Well, hopefully you know the answer to that question. Abraham came first. And then through Abraham, there were these descendants, Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and Judah and all these others. But here it says, the son of David, the son of Abraham. It puts David first. David was far down the line from Abraham. But I think the emphasis here is that Jesus Christ is the son of David. And Matthew was portraying him as a king, and that he needed to come as a king. And the reason why he needed to come as a king is because the Old Testament, like in the verse I read there in Jeremiah, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth." Jesus Christ came as a king. He came as the son of David, who was a king. And this was a prophecy that needed to be fulfilled, and it was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. So some of the other verses in Matthew where it talks about Jesus as the son of David is in Matthew chapter 9, 27. It says, "And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us." And also in chapter 12, verse 22 and 23, it says, "Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, Is not this the son of David?" And also in chapter 15, 22, it says, "And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil." Also, I want to turn to chapter 20 of Matthew, where it says in verse 30, it says, verse 29, "And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him, and behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David." And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David." And Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What will you that I shall do unto you?" Then said unto him, or they said unto him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. So here they cried out, "Thou Son of David," and he stopped, and he had mercy on them. Well, let's see, in chapter 21, verse 9, it says, "And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna in the Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." This is when Jesus was going into Jerusalem on the donkey, and the people were crying. They were putting their garments on the ground, and they were cutting down palm branches and putting them on there as a carpet, as a road for a king to walk his animal on, and walking into Jerusalem, they were portraying him as this great king that was coming to Jerusalem to set up his kingdom. And the multitudes cried, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord!" Oh, they wanted a king. They wanted a king to rule over them in righteousness. They were looking for that because of the prophecies of the Bible, and Jesus came riding in that day on that little donkey, and as a humble king, and he was truly king of the Jews, if they would have only believed in him. And many, or some of them did, Peter and James and John and many of the other disciples who believed in him. So, and then also verse 15, it says, "And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased." Oh, these poor priests and scribes and Pharisees who were so jealous, and they were displeased. They didn't believe in him. And then one more verse I'd like to read in chapter 22. Verse 42, it says about Jesus, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he?" They said unto him, "The Son of David." He said unto them, "How then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. If David then called him Lord, how is he his son?" And no man was able to answer him a word, neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. And so Jesus, talking to the Pharisees, asked them this question that, you know, you know the Messiah is coming, and whose son is this Messiah going to be? And they knew who he was going to be. He was going to be the Son of David. He was going to be the son of the king, the great King David, who was going to have a son who was going to reign in righteousness. And so then he says, well, how is that he's going to be his son when David called him Lord? And so Jesus, what he was doing there, he was showing the Pharisees that he wasn't only going to be the son of David, but he was going to be the son of the king of all creation. He was going to be the son of, he was going to be God himself, the king of kings and the Lord of lords. He was going to be God come in the flesh, and that's who Jesus was. And so I just thought that was so beautiful. He's come as Jesus came as the King, the Son of David, and he also came as the King of all creation, the Son of God. And so that's Matthew's picture of Jesus in just a real brief little nutshell here. Matthew portrays him as a king, the Son of David, the Son of God, the King of Kings. And my question is he your king? Is he the king of your life? Who is on the throne of your heart? I heard this story one time, or saw this illustration, I guess, on a board during a message, but someone drew a big heart in the middle of a blackboard or a whiteboard, and they put two things in the middle of that heart. They put a stool or a crown, I mean not a crown, but a throne, and then they put a cross. And they said, who is on the cross and who is on the throne? And this is talking about your heart and my heart. Every person's heart, there's two things there. There's a crown and there's a throne. Or not a crown, sorry, a cross and a throne. And someone is on that cross and someone is on the throne. Well, if Jesus is on the cross, then you or me, that I'm on the throne. But if I'm on the cross, then Jesus is on the throne. And that's the proper way. Jesus needs to be on the throne. I need to be on the cross. I need to die to myself. I need to die to my own desires and pleasures and lusts and sin. I need to die to those things. I need to be on the cross. Jesus died for my sins. He died on his cross. But the cross in my heart, I need to be on that so Jesus can be on the throne. I want Jesus to be on the throne in my heart. And I hope that's the case for you today also, that you want Jesus to be on the throne, that he is on the throne in your heart, and that you are on the cross. So that's my encouragement for us today out of the book of Matthew, that Jesus would be on your throne and that you would be serving him as the King of Kings, as the Son of David, as the Son of God, as the Lord God Almighty, as we read in the first in Jeremiah there, the Lord our righteousness. So God bless you. Thanks for calling in, and Lord willing, we'll meet again tomorrow.